I know my sheep and mine know me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Few things are as fascinating as the human face. For example, parents can't stop staring at the face of their newborn baby. They feel they are seeing heaven itself in their sweet smile. Lovers love to look on each other's faces and can't take their eyes off of each other. Usually can't take their hands off of each other either. Indeed, Juliet thought that Romeo would even make heaven's face more beautiful when she said, "And when I shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night and pay no worship to the garish sun." Have you ever seen Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece? His portrait of the Mona Lisa? He captured something timeless in her subtle smile. You know, I painted the Mona Lisa once, but it was using a paint-by-numbers art set. It was really pretty good. In Homer's Iliad, the Trojan War was waged over the beauty of lovely Helen, whose face, it was said, could launch 1,000 ships. The human face is hugely fascinating. In the first reading today, Jacob gets a golden opportunity to glimpse the face of God. He wrestles all night with an angel. And in the morning, when the angel departs, Jacob names the place Peniel. Why? Well, Jacob explains, "Because I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been spared." In other words, seeing the face of God is not going to be easy. Not as easy as looking at your newborn baby's face. Rather, it is going to be hard. It requires a struggle. Indeed, you must wrestle with God. And in the process of this struggle, Jacob is changed, symbolized by being given a new name, Israel. That is, he's given a new identity, his true identity. In other words, Jacob can see his own face for the first time. When we wrestle with God, we see God's face for the first time. But we also can see our own face for the first time. My friends, doesn't Genesis 32 capture in one chapter the whole journey of human life? In other words, isn't our whole life one mighty long night's struggle with angels? So that when this night ends, when we wake eternally in the light of heaven, we can see the face of God. St. Teresa of Avila, the great Carmelite mystic, who wrestled like few other Christians have with God, described life perfectly when she quipped, "It's like a bad night in a bad inn." That's life. This is how we should see our own life struggles. The untimely death of a loved one, the unexpected diagnosis of cancer, the loss of a job, the heartache of a divorce, the difficulties of discerning a vocation, the doubts of faith, the nagging sin we cannot conquer, the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, as Hamlet opined. This is how we wrestle with angels. This is our Christian life. Get used to it. But if we fight this good fight of faith, our reward will be the same as that of Jacob when this night of earthly life ends with the dawn of heaven. We will see the face of God. And what will be equally as surprising, although not nearly so beautiful, is that we will finally see our own face, our true identity. And by the way, our face will be so beautiful that not even Leonardo da Vinci will be able to paint it, not even using paint by numbers sets. Praised be Jesus Christ.